British Prime Minister Tony Blair landed today in Afghanistan. He's the first foreign leader to visit the country since the Taliban were ousted. The Afghanistan stop comes at the end of Blair's tour of the subcontinent. He spent the weekend trying to defuse a dangerous standoff between India and Pakistan, holding meetings with Indian Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee in New Delhi and with Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf in Islamabad. Blair is pressing Pakistan to do more to rein in terrorist groups operating on its soil. From Islamabad, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Tony Blair's routine visit to the region, scheduled weeks ago, has been transformed into a peacemaking mission. Tens of thousands of troops, Indian and Pakistani, are deployed along the border. Both countries possess nuclear weapons. Sitting alongside the Pakistani leader, Prime Minister Blair said it was crucial that India and Pakistan work to reduce tensions.
Because if the tensions were to escalate, and escalate beyond control, I mean, I don't think you need to be a strategic genius to work out that it would be a very, very serious day for the whole of the region and the world.
Blair delivered a blunt message to Pakistan. He called for a complete rejection of terrorist actions, including two recent attacks against India, which left dozens dead. On October 1st, the target was a state legislature in Kashmir. On December 13th, it was the Indian Parliament in New Delhi.
And no matter how strong the cause and feeling about the cause may be, I think people understand that there can be no place for terrorist acts such as those of the 1st of October and 13th of December.
Pakistan insists it is taking the problem seriously. In the past few weeks, police have arrested about 300 militants, closed down some of their offices, and frozen their bank accounts. And officials here are quick to point out that they were among the first to lend support to the U.S. military campaign in Afghanistan. Pakistani President General Pervez Musharraf.
Pakistan rejects terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, and has fully cooperated with the International Coalition Against Terrorism in that spirit.
Musharraf says he plans on taking more action against militant groups within days. The question is, will it be enough to satisfy India? Hardeep Puri is an official with India's foreign ministry.
We gave them a list of 20 criminals and terrorists. Against 14 of them, there are Interpol red corner notices. They are justified and demonstrated criminals and terrorists by international standards, not by our advocacy.
Analysts say that part of the problem is President Musharraf faces a popular backlash should he act too strongly against groups espousing support for the Kashmiri cause. And while Indians call these groups terrorists, Musharraf himself has in the past referred to the Kashmiri separatists as freedom fighters. Najam Sethi, editor of the weekly newspaper The Friday Times, says Musharraf can't be seen as doing India's dirty work.
If India leans too heavily on Pakistan, and if Musharraf turns around and starts doing things which are perceived in this country as being done because a gun has been put to his head, Musharraf risks not only incurring the wrath of the public, but he also risks being overthrown by the Pakistan army, because bending before India is unthinkable in terms of the Pakistani context.
Tony Blair is no doubt trying to convince the Pakistani leader that the rules of the game have changed after September 11th. No longer can Pakistan afford to continue its flirtation with militant groups. The diplomatic blitz seems to be paying off. In recent days, both sides have toned down the rhetoric. A weekend summit in Kathmandu produced at least a handshake between the two leaders. U.S. officials are taking no chances. They've been making daily phone calls to both leaders and may soon dispatch a special envoy to the region.